My fellow Americans, the following podcast may contain explicit language and offensive material. In other words, the expletives will not be deleted. And what the fuck is a podcast?
In our last episode of Pièce de Résistance, the lame duck à l'orange attempted to soothe his narcissistic injury by venting a metric crap ton of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Following the deadly bungled MAGA coup, his false accusations of election fraud got more and more outlandish, claiming that Dominion voting machines were somehow...
I'm going to stop you right there.
What? Who the hell are you?
Ada Charles from the Dominion Voting Systems Legal Department.
Oh, well, look, just to be clear, I wasn't...
Don't care. Just stop.
But we're on your side.
Cease. Desist. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a lot more errands to run.
You're like the reverse Santa Claus, aren't you? Just handing out lumps of coal and cease and desist.
Ixnay on the eating che, or else. Gotta go.
Man, they take that shit seriously. anyway, I was... Oh, my gosh. It's time. I don't want to miss this. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. Look, here's the deal.
Look, here's the deal.
I, Joseph R. Biden, do solemnly swear...
I, Joseph R. Biden, do solemnly swear...
...that I will faithfully execute...
...that I will faithfully execute... Oh, come on, man!
Excuse me?
Trump won by a landslide. I got proof on Hunter's laptop. Stop the steal. Dominion, hey, get off of me. Leave me alone.
Boy, the Secret Service is amazing. Nice work.
Actually, sir, I think that was the Dominion attorney. I went to law school with her. So, where were we? Right. The Office of President of the United States.
The Office of President of the United States of America. So help me God.
Cheers, Joe. Bring that cute little old sarsaparilla over here and give me a clink.
Madam VP, 6 feet or I would. Jiminy crickets. I'd have to call our inauguration a humdinger for the history books.
You might, but I'd say it rocked for the herstory books.
If only that chucklehead Trump had been there to see his face sunset from orange to red.
As Lady Gaga grabbed her golden mic. Perfection. He wished he thought of that first.
That bird can sing. And those fancy duds. Wowza.
The duds, fashion, was on fire. J-Lo, Michelle, Amanda Gorman in her yellow jacket. Oh.
The bee's knees.
We need to work on that. Bring you up to this century, at least.
Whatever you kids say, I'm okay being the gramps with the gaffs. In the Oval now, baby. Maybe get your chucks off my desk.
Okay, but let's get to talking about what's next.
Dinner and a swing-a-wing?
Kind of beyond that. Like business. For the country, first order?
Can't wait to get my mitts on the stack of executive orders to rescind in the morning. After Pelotoning.
Good start. I'm going to be swearing folks in. We should talk about beyond that.
Hot diggity dog, I got an idea. Want a prank call Mar-a-Lago?
You devil. Order pizzas to Donnie's place. No, tell him we're calling from the White House. He forgot his Diet Coke button.
Hello, Mr. Trump, please. Donald, is your refrigerator running? Better go catch it. What a fathead.
Oh, now let's do Vlad.
You're a scamp. Yepperoni. Okie dokie. Give us a minute. They're just landing.
The Galveston gal and her kid? Perfect timing.
Holy shitballs, this is amazing. I've never landed on the South Lawn before. This is totally better than Uber.
Square jaw, Mommy.
What?
Whoa! Cool!
Huh? Yeah, monkey? What's wrong?
I don't know. It just feels like the last Harry Potter book.
Mm.
Like, I know we beat Voldemort, and that's awesome!
It is.
But is this, like, the end?
Oh, honey, how long have you been in our lives? Your whole life. Don't worry. It is not the end of the mayhem and shenanigans. Oh. I promise. So cheer up, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Mommy. Oh, hey! Maybe I can show President Joe my heat ray!
Maybe you want to wait on that one. Next time, monkey.
yes, Jake. Think of it like acting. Always leave them wanting more.
Okay.
Yeah, good, monkey.
Just for you, Auntie Vua.
Now, Lisa, the president asked for you specifically to come see him tonight. They're in the Oval.
President Biden and Dr. Biden?
The President and Vice President Harris.
What? Hold on. Stay conscious, self. Gotta remember this. This is gonna be good. So wait, this is not real. This is really fucking unreal. What do you got?
Hey, Mommy!
What?
Do you think they got any candy in there?
You know, Jake, I imagine they do. This one likes children.
Yes.
And dogs.
Yes.
Whoa, cool beans! Do they like Minecraft?
Probably.
You know what? Let's stay on track. Lisa, I think tonight is going to change your life.
Vera, every night since I've met you has changed my life. But okay, let's do this. Shenanigans.
Shenanigans!
Hello there. Welcome.
Hey, Mr. President Joe! Oh, can I see your dog, Mr. President Joe?
Dogs.
Yes, sure. Major and Champ are on the first couch over there. What's your name?
I'm Jake. Whoa, dogs! Oh, wait. Hey, mister, you got any candy? Because that would be awesome.
Of course. Come on over here, sport. I got a drawer for Good and Plenty, one for Bit of Honey, and some hard candy sticks in that jar.
All right! Hey, Mommy, I'll be over here if you need me. Hello, puppies. Let's snuggle! Snuggle, Jake.
And you must be Lisa?
It's Lisa. It's just spelled funny.
Sorry. I hate when people get names wrong.
I bet you do, Kamala. I am so proud to be you and to meet here. I mean, you just have no idea. This is...
Lisa, Kamala, and I have been spending a lot of time talking about our priorities.
All right.
We wanted to swing an idea at you.
Sure.
Right. We've created a brand new department called the Office of Marijuana Policy. It's going to lead the work we want to do in furtherance of federal legalization.
Uh-huh.
Point is, we'd like you to head it.
Head pot department. You want me to be the head? Are you shitting me? The head of the pot department? Serious?
We are serious. We did our homework, and you come highly recommended by Vera and others.
Vera, true friend, sister, true friend. Oh.
Well, it just seemed obvious to me.
Highly recommended. Well, yeah, I think so.
So, what do you say?
Yes, please. Can my code name be High Priestess?
That can be arranged.
Yes! Then hells yeah, I'm on board.
Mama!
Okay. Look, all right, I'm thinking of business cards and how I'm going to decorate the office. Got to have deep purple for prints because you know I'm going to need a fish tank, lava lamp, some munchies. You got to have a reggae playlist. Are you a Tosh or a Whalers girl, Madam Vice President?
That's a personal question, but no problem. We can work out all the deets.
Okay, we can? This is so awesome.
Oh. Welcome to the team.
Yay.
It's a real change of pace, don't you know?
Joe, Mr. President, turn off that megawatt grin. I can't see.
Wow, that's bright. Keep talking, Madam Veep. I'm just going to follow the sound of your voice.
He's got superpowers too, Mommy. Look.
That's why I always keep the aviators handy. Deal with it.
Makes sense. I feel like
like I'm paddling air. I got whiplash from 4 years of madness to having a president who really cares. It's gonna take me a freaking minute, all right? To get myself back from seething. I need something to take the edge off, you know, so I can relax, just start breathing. About connection. I want to be able to sing, but with all that's happened, it's hard. I mean, death threat, lies, insurrection, not to mention the global pandemic and its aftermath. Can we believe science again, Doc? Can we?
Yes, Lisa, and it's imperative that we contain, mitigate, and crush. We're running against the clock.
Because
it's a change of pace, a new change of direction. It's an attitude of hope, brought alive by an election. It's a chance for all to take a seat at the table, and we make our voices heard, loud and strong without the labels.
Oh my God. I'm starting to feel it. There's something special in the air. Not just that. The chaos, it's lessened. Now that grown-ups are back in there, we can all start to calm down. Work through our PTSD. Listen to music. Maybe dance? Come on, Tony. Take a turn with me.
Okay.
Man, that doc can really cut a rock.
It's a change of pace, a new change of direction. It's an attitude of hope, brought alive by an election. It's a chance for all to take a seat at the table, and we make our voices heard, loud and strong without the labels.
Dinner time again. But where is everybody? They've all deserted me. Mar-a-Lago is a fucking ghost town.
Oh, Daddy, stop being such a sourpuss.
Yeah, President Dad. I mean, look at me. I'm not running the Space Force anymore. And that was cool as shit. You know, with all the lasers. Pew, 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 pew. And, I'm moving on to, bigger and, better things, oh, yeah.
Is he challenged?
Like the new Trump golf resort in the Sahara.
Just shoot me now.
My bless your little heart, Eric.
Mm. Oh, good evening, Mr. Trump. So glad you're joining us for this. Consuelo, you are to refer to him as Mr. President at all times. Do you have it, young lady?
Yeah, like, is that so hard?
It is so hard to get good help.
I am so sorry, Senor President.
You should
be. I mean, Mr. President.
Another swarthy foreign invader. Why is she even working here?
Mr. Stephen, I am an American citizen.
Capron. Hey, down, boy. You too, Sydney. But I appreciate you trying to cheer me up, even though nothing will.
Like nobody else has ever thought to put a resort in a Sahara before. I mean, think about it. The sand traps are already there.
For Christ's sake.
I'm like a genius. Just like you, Dad.
Yeah, just like me. You're a loser.
Oh, my stars. Not at all, sir. You are not a loser. May I remind you? We have a carefully... Can I have another julep? Crafted legal plan that will return you to your rightful place in the White House. It is going to be biblical. We'll finally gain control of those Jewish space lasers. We've been working on it all week, and we will convert them to Christian lasers. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, but lay off the Jesus freak shit. I had enough of that from the pences. Okay, let's order. I'll have the usual. 2 buckets of KFC. Fuck that. Make it 3. I mean, who cares?
Oh, Daddy. I'm so glad to see that recent events haven't affected your appetite. And I'll have the avocado salad. It's what I always have after an especially good Pilates session.
It's pronounced pilot, sissy. Hey, who's the dumb one now?
Eric.
Oh, and I'll have the mac and cheese with extra cheese. Oh, and extra mac, too. Hey, does that make it a...
Oh, he is definitely challenged.
Wait, what was it? Oh, yeah. A Big Mac?
Jesus.
And for you, Mrs. Powell?
Oh, honey, I'll just stick to my usual. I need another pitcher of mint juleps. Put some extra mint in there. I need the roughage.
Clearly.
Didn't get enough vegetables today.
I can't imagine I'll be getting much of a tip here.
And also, as usual, I've brought my own burgers.
You are a creepy little man.
Oh, I managed to fill up several freezers worth of my special supply.
Really, just... Washington.
Always gives me the creeps.
Of course you did, hijo puta. I'll be right back with your orders after I spit in each and every one of them.
Well, one good thing about this week, with Rudy getting arrested, I won't have to hear him whining about his fucking legal bills again. Sucker.
No. Yes, sir, that is true. And speaking of which, I have a little invoice.
Dad?
Eric, the grown-ups are talking.
Here you go, sir.
Finally.
Look.
Daddy's
eating. Settle down, Eric. We're like trying to have a nice dinner here.
Can't you control your little challenge, brother?
Sissy, look up in the sky.
Achtung!
Oh, my lord.
The plane is carrying a banner. What does it say?
Trump, worst president ever?
What's my name?
Oh, my God.
No. Mein Gott, indeed. Oh. I will crush these miscreants.
This is awful.
Now, where did I put my bazooka?
Oh, how dare they? This is actionable, I tell you. I will file a restraining order, and
silence,
I will...
Silence, you interrupting cow!
Oh, my.
Hey, what the fuck is everyone so excited about? It's... holy shit. Must be Hillary or Antifa. Are they here? Are they... look around.
Daddy? Daddy, are you, like, okay?
Oh, no. That is, like, dinner over already.
Stand back, y'all. Give our dear leader some air. He needs some air. Someone fan him.
My Führer. Don't leave us! Don't leave us!
We've got a situation here. Code chicken bone. Oh I repeat, code chicken bone. Maneuver.
I mean,
what's happening with that? Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh! Does this mean I get a refund? I heard I get a refund if he dies. Is he alright?
I can't figure out what's going on.
Is this the ignominious end of disgraced Donnie? We'll find out after this message.
Hey there, this is Dale.
Hey, Lisa. Right here.
We are giving you the intermission happy talk for the last time.
Are you ready? Let's say some happy words.
Okay.
Butterfly.
Indictment.
Oh, that's good. Ladybug.
Second vaccination.
Nice. Armageddon. Gerbils up your butt. Just kidding.
Well, that could be nice words to somebody. You know, we can't kink shame on this show.
I can't even keep a straight thought anymore because there's so much peace and happiness and love floating around in there.
Yes. Once again, we have proven ourselves to be prophetic with our show when we had the song, I'm Ready for Boring. And guess what? It's here.
It's
here. And we love it.
Much longer. I'm about to get bored. Ben.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Sorry.
Well, and
I have home improvement projects to keep me busy.
The other thing too is the Mar-a-Lago sketch that you guys just heard was written, last week, and it was before we got the news that Trump still calls himself the 45th president. He doesn't want to be called former president or anything else. So that was a little. We had
How
that
did
already
we
in
know?
Our script. And we, unfortunately, it was after we taped that we found out that they're trying to get rid of the helipad in Mar-a-Lago because it's not allowed by the local zoning rules
zoning
or whatever.
Zoning will
but they
get
got
you in the ass every
but
time.
They, because he was president and needed it for his official duties.
Yeah.
You know, they,
but those
they
are over.
Got an exception.
You know what, Dale?
Fox has said, you about to lose Lou Dobbs. Yes. Okay, I'm sorry.
Sorry, that makes me happy. It occurs to me. Now you and I might be gods.
Ah, well, let's
That's
see.
That's how we know.
We can create worlds. We can make babies in one way or another.
Don't give yourself a lot of credit for your part in those kind of things. As speaking as a vessel.
Yeah, it right. Slight imbalance in labor. But yes.
I'm just saying, consider the possibility.
Yeah. But here we are in the brave new world of the Biden-Harris administration, and it is
really nice.
Pleasant. Really nice. Really nice indeed.
You know how often my phone beeps with a presidential all-caps spittle-flecked tweet?
How often?
It doesn't.
My goodness. Mine doesn't
Zero
either.
Times.
Yes.
I know. I open my phone in the morning to check the weather, not whether we'll be bombing someone that day.
Yes, or just insulting or getting into a,
I am looking for,
Twitter
I am
feud.
Also partially checking to see whether an indictment has been filed, but,
Yes, that will be some good news indeed.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. For the whole crew.
Uh-huh.
Well deserved. They worked hard. They worked hard to deserve those indictments.
Yeah.
By golly.
We did our part.
We're not
going to
disappoint them. Yes.
But,
by the way, we should probably tell folks again, we're going to have to repeat this message, but.
What message?
We are moving to a new show. This is
we're
our
doing
last.
What?
A new show. It's called My Friend Lisa.
Do I know her?
I'm not sure about that. I don't know how I could answer that.
Sounds cool.
I know her.
Okay.
And she called me up in, late 2017, said, let's do something. And I was like, okay.
Right.
So we did. And here we are.
We're going to do it again.
We're going to do it again. Brand new thing. Sketch comedy. No storyline that, so that when your friends say,
It's really for us, not for you.
Should I... Yeah, where should I start? Oh, you have to start at the beginning of the season. You have to do that. No. Just listen to the latest episode. It's hilarious. Yeah.
Jump right in.
But with our very same cast, including, of course, our newest cast member, who we just got off the phone with, Mary Juno.
Yes.
And
Kamala.
Possibly. Assorted others. So, it'll be cool. It'll be an adventure.
Yeah. We're just going to keep doing stuff. And if you like our stuff, please stick around for more of our stuff. Because it's stuff that we like doing.
Yep.
And we have such
we'll
a brilliant
music as well. Yes,
we have a cast and that is just fucking phenomenal, and we cannot let them get bored and run off and play with other people, which is probably not what would happen. They would get bored and then they would get sad, I guess, because there's not anything else like us.
The rabbit hole we're going down here.
It is. I'm sad. Forget it. It's supposed to be joyful. Scratch all of that. We're doing a new thing, and it's going to be just as good as this thing, if not better. And it's going to have songs and the same great, amazing cast, because we didn't want to quit playing with them, because they're awesome.
Yep.
And so
probably less F-bombs, but, so you can actually,
Because maybe we can get an advertiser.
Maybe
my son could hear it.
Yes, we won't get that. Oh, we don't do political. We're trying to stay away from political, so... Yeah, okay, no problem. Oh. Which is not to say that we won't comment on things now and then. Maybe even have
It's still going to be political.
BS mini episode here and there.
Trust me.
We'll see.
Trust me. I had 3 brilliant ideas this morning while meditating.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I didn't write them down.
Share them?
No, I didn't write them down. I had them.
Oh, okay.
And I noted them, and I let them go, and they are gone. And I'm hoping
back into
that
one
the
void,
of them comes back.
Yep.
Yes. I was really excited. Mm-hmm. I know of a dude who also had a brilliant idea when meditating, but was clever enough to get up and write it down. And then after the meditation, he said, "I have figured out how to solve world hunger." And he looked at his note, and it said, "Photocopy donuts."
We're going to keep going, and we can have hopefully lots of nice little serendipitous things that happen, like, for instance, being followed on Twitter by Nancy Sinatra and tweeting something late on a Friday night about The Shield, about how one of the actors on The Shield has a very strong resemblance to Jake Tapper. I mean, like, separated at birth. And have that being retweeted by Joyce Carol Oates, and then liked by the said actor's wife.
Dale is starstruck.
These
man.
Things happen. Yeah, I love that stuff.
He does love that stuff. It's because his kids are grown and are out of the house.
Yeah, they are.
But yes, we will have all sorts of serendipitous events and guests and fun things to say. And we don't know where it's going to go, but it should be fun. I hope you'll ride the ride.
That's right. Yeah.
Join us
on this thrilling ride of discovery.
New adventure. Bum, bum, bum.
So we will do that. And we'll see you there. We'll do a couple more bonus episodes here after this episode.
We have a plan. Don't worry. We've gone on far too long for our intermission happy talk. We have a plan.
We do.
And we also have half a show left for you. And in this half, the devil is going to be doing some singing. You know how we love the devil singing.
Oh, we do indeed.
And we do.
It's
takes that soul and just blacks it right up.
He does.
Gets it dirty.
All right, well, let's get back to that, shall we?
Let's do this. Oh, right. Devil!
The show is now going to hell.
Where am I? What's that smell? What the?
Hello, welcome to hell, where every hole is a goal. We validate parking. How can I help you?
What?
I'll let the boss know you're here. He's really been looking forward to meeting you.
Wait, Vlad is here?
Ha, you wish, Donald. I always knew you'd end up here.
You really screwed the pooch, didn't you? And I thought you hated dogs.
whoa, Tricky Dick.
Watch it, Spanky. I've got seniority here. Now maybe you can liven up my weekly bridge game. I mean, Andrew Johnson's always too shit-faced to play.
They let you have booze here?
No. You see, he was practically pickled when he arrived here, and it hasn't worn off yet. And that annoying Fred Rogers is always humming one of his stupid little songs. I've got a fancy body, and so do you.
What the fuck? Mr. Rogers is down here? How?
Yeah, surprised me too. Turns out he once threw a snowball at a policeman and then blamed it on another kid. It's not the crime, Donald. It's the cover-up.
Jesus.
I'll thank you not to mention that name down here.
Oh, all right. Sorry?
Oh, I see. Repentance. Asking for forgiveness. How adorable. Gladys, see if we have an opening for repentance. A time slot for forgiveness?
Sir, I don't think you...
That's right! You don't, and we don't. Because forgiveness is for winners. Winners, Donnie. Winners.
Hey, I'm the President of the United States.
Not anymore.
Not even really that first time.
What?
It's not a win when the game is rigged, Donnie.
I knew it was rigged.
Yes, we put you in there. Do you have any idea how many burglaries we had to do?
I was stealing Hillary votes for days. Days!
But...
You didn't really think that was all you! Hold on.
Yeah?
You really thought you won? Little man, we made you.
Oh, man.
All those MAGACs, they work for us. You know, actors, they love a crisis.
Turns out it's pretty easy to manipulate white people.
Mitch, why are you here? You're not dead. Wait, does that mean I'm dead?
I've been dead since 1973. I've had my hand up his ass for 40 years. No one even noticed.
Yo, hey, focus here. Little man, you are what the creatives call mostly dead.
Mostly? What? Wait, did my dick stop working? Please tell me it's still working. Please, 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 please.
You really are dumb, aren't you? I'm sure the little fungus is fine, but that's not why you're here. You, little man, with the little dick, get to make a choice.
A choice? I usually go with the Big Mac. Sometimes the fish, you know, it's crunchy. Unless it's Taco Tuesday.
Shut it! Gladys, play us in.
will be in jail.
Hey, terrific.
Option 3. It's a mystery. You're in the dark. Don't have a clue what the future holds for you.
I'll take the second one.
Oh, not so fast there, Donnie. Hear that spinning sound? It just might be your death knell. Now help me out here, Gladys. I need some more cowbell.
You got it, boss.
Want you to know this is how everybody else in the country felt. Go ahead and spin it, Don! Been happier to see a human leave. Now, Gladys!
Ooh, yes, your unspeakableness?
Who else are we torturing today?
Well, sir, there is a Mr. Murray Roman.
Who?
Inventor of the robocall.
Oh, all right. So... hey, who the fuck are you?
Ain't it Charles, Dominion Voting Systems?
What?
A little while ago you stated, or implied, that voting machine tallies were somehow altered in the 2016 election. That's defamatory. Here you will find our cease and desist letter.
Let me see that. Damn, you're good. Hey. You're ever out of a job. I have a certain, former colleague that definitely needs a restraining order served on her annoying, sparkly ass.
Well, that was easy. Better tick off the next box. Where's my phone now? Oh, there you are.
Sorry.
Biscuit? Biscuit!
Keep it down, you jabbering bumper!
Biscuit!
Is that ye, Crumpet? Where are ye?
We're still in D.C., darling. The appointment went beautifully. Lisa was over the moon.
Och, I'm sure she was, that two-head lass. Good for her.
You should have seen her face when she met the Undersecretary of Hallucinogens.
Oh, I can imagine.
Girlie, too much. pipe down, you tosser!
Sounds like you have a party over there.
Nay, the idiots are arguing again.
I thought they had decided to stay in Texas, their biscuit.
Aye, they have. They're just arguing. Something about a logo. Hey,
I will tell her. Hello, Comrade Vera. How is das Kapital?
Funny. What do you have to tell me?
I have big request.
No, you may not wear my shoes.
It's Andre, not Yevi.
I will wear shoes, na 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 na.
Shatsky, oh, is big
heavens.
Moment.
It is?
Da, now please, would you do honor of being best man?
What?
Yevi cannot do it. She is honor maid.
What?
Hello, are you there? I think we disconnect.
No. I'm here. I'm just surprised. Just who is getting married?
We are.
You and Yevi or Abdul?
No. Me and Miss Wida.
Wida? Of the ribs fame?
That is one. Say hello, Kroshka.
Vera girl, how are you? Hungry? I got some ribs frying right now.
Oh my, that does sound delicious. I'm flying back today. I hope you'll save me some, Miss Wida.
Of course, girl. Anything for my man's best man.
Oh, then you are getting married.
Of course we are. It's a whole thing. It's all thanks to that miracle falafel.
I'm sorry, you're losing me.
Aye, can I please have my phone back?
Hush, let me explain. Screamy boy makes the most amazing falafel. So good. Not as good as my ribs, but have you had it?
I have. It is quite good, but I still don't understand.
Well, all them boys and girls want to stay here, so we came up with a plan.
Hang on, that sauce!
But it's good!
We're gonna tie up all the loose ends in one pretty bow.
Oh, dear.
Don't sass. It's a good plan. Goes like this. The Falafel King and I are going into business together. Gonna mix my soul with his spicy and make meals that will make you slap your mama and your grandmama.
Okay.
So that gets him a business visa, yes?
Maybe?
Then I marry handsome over here.
I am very handsome.
Yes, you are. And if we are married, you get to stay too.
Okay, but what about Yevi?
They are adopting me! I am going to be little princess!
Wida, I can't believe I'm saying this, but that might work.
So, you will be the best man?
Of course I will. It will be an absolute honor.
Wonderful! I'll save you some ribs.
Oh, thank you.
I'm back. Did you get all that, lass?
Oh, yes, Biscuit, I did. Oh, I just pulled up to the airfield. I'll be home in about an hour.
An hour? You're flying a stealth, aren't you?
I'll never tell.
Yes, you will, lass. I have my ways.
Indeed you do. You're going to have to pry it out of me.
Before I let you go, did you just say home? As in where you settle down a bit? With someone special?
Why, yes. I believe that I did.
Oh, glad to hear it. Andre! Time for another wee dram!
Oh, Biscuit.
I do not drink alcohol, but...
Break it open! Yeah, we had me
bottle. I brought some hashish.
Save one for me, will you?
Very good.
Wida, come see here! Yee-ha!
Oh, no. I choose one. Wait, no, two. I want to spin it. Wait. Hey. I'm alive. And I'm not in jail. I'm on a park bench. That's weird. Anywho, let me call Eric to come pick me up. Hey, where's my fucking phone?
You don't have one. You never did.
Yeah. Hey, who the fuck are you? And hey, what's with the leather wings? Yeah, it looks weird.
Oh, I'm just here to help with the transition to your new life.
Huh? Are you a lawyer?
Oh, I'm not nearly evil enough for that. Close, but not quite. I'm an accountant.
Oh. Hey, how come nobody is staring at you? I mean, no offense, but you're ugly as shit, buddy.
None taken. No one can see me but you.
Eh, whatever. Let's see if I can borrow a phone in that place across the street. Come on, let's go. Hey, listen up, everybody. That's never happened to me before. What's wrong with them?
Not a thing.
Shows how much you know. Hey, listen up. Okay, you all know who I am, and sorry, no autographs. But believe it or not, I'm missing my cell phone. Now, which one of you loyal fans can lend me a phone? I just need to call a limo. Please use some hand sanitizer.
Nobody's going to give you their phone, Donald. We better go before there's trouble.
Hey, what? Let go of me. Come on, people. As your rightful commander-in-chief, I am ordering you to give me your phones. Right now, goddammit.
Sir, this is a Wendy's?
I know that. Whoa. Ivanka, what the fuck are you doing working here?
Sir, you're causing a disturbance. Either place an order or, leave.
Pumpkin, what are you saying? Hey, out of my way, peasants. Sweetie, it's me, Daddy.
Ew, you're not my dad.
Huh? Hey, who put you up to this? Was it Jared, that fucking weirdo? Enough of this gag, it's not funny. Daddy's had a hell of a day, and he needs one of your special hugs. Come on, let's get the fuck out of here.
Hey, creepo, keep your filthy hands off of me.
My eyes! What the fuck?
That sweet sound. You know what Beelzebub says. Every time the sirens wail, a demon gets his tail. Oh, look! There it is!
All right, everybody, calm down. Is this the guy you called about, Miss?
Yes, it is, officer. He's obviously on something. You know how they are.
Yes, we do, ma'am. Come on, you. You know the drill. Hands behind your back.
Yeah. I know.
Hey, what? What the fuck's wrong with you? Don't you know who I am? I'm President Donald fucking Trump.
Ah, well, good for you, la-di-fucking-da. I'm the Queen of Luxembourg. How about that? Let's get moving.
What? You're the queen?
I am.
You are in deep shit, boy. Don't you know better than to be in this part of town?
Your kind is not wanted here.
What? What do you mean?
Oh, Donald.
You. This is all your fault.
My fault? Now I've heard everything. How'd I do this?
They're acting like I'm black. I'm not black. See?
I tried to warn you.
Around here, we have a saying.
Orange is the new black.
Oh, no.
Yeah?
Oh, no. Oh, fuck.
Will the canceled coup-monger get his day in court? Will Miss Sweeta's new falafel rib wraps be the next foodie fad? We'll find out. We won't be finding out the answer to these and other questions because this is, sadly, the last exciting episode of BS de Resistance. But fear not, loyal resistors. We'll be back with a special bonus episode or two. before we launch our new venture, my friend Lisa.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Never mind. I was just mentioning our new show.
Oh, right. Okay. What are we calling that again?
My friend Lisa.
Yeah. Psych! I was just pulling your leg, Mr. Announcer.
Come on, Mommy.
Hey, listen, if you laugh at my jokes, I might let you announce on the new show, too.
Wait.
Because I'm the head writer.
This is a union job, lady.
Yeah, union schmoonion.
Name the show after, and it just goes right
as
to her head.
As long as you talk about Minecraft, too.
Yeah.
Because Minecraft rules. Minecraft rules.
I hope Jay's in the new show.
Oh, Jesus.
It's going to be fun.
This episode of BS to Resistance, Aren't You Glad It's Over?, was written by Lori Firth, Lisa Graham, and Dale Leopold, and featured the vocal talents of the Suffolk and Good players, Dustin Ebaugh, Lori Firth, Lisa Graham, Marriage You Know, Dale Leopold, Nancy McLemore, Chris Mezzalesta, Karen O'Brien, and George Washington III. Original music composed and performed by Chris Mezzalesta. The song, Change of Pace, was written by Lori Firth and Chris Mezzalesta and featured Lisa Graham and Mara Janot, with Chris Mezzalesta and Dustin Ebaugh. The song, Wheel of Misfortune, was written by Dale Leopold and Chris Mezzalesta and featured George Washington III and Dale Leopold with Nancy McLemore. Artwork by Richard McMurray. Editing, sound design, and audio production by Dale Leopold. The story may be over, but we'll be back for a couple of wrap-up bonus episodes soon. And in March, our entire cast will return with our new sketch comedy podcast, My Friend Lisa. We'd like to extend a special thanks to all our cast members who have given so generously of their time and their talents to make this show such an incredibly satisfying and fun experience over the last 3 seasons. And to all our friends who always said yes when we invited them to come play with us. Brian, Rosie, and Alyssa Amador, Peter Bishop, Matt Calrick, Rebecca Davis, Liz Dineshmara, Anna Hickling, Desiree Roots, and Cliff Zellman. We'd also like to thank the folks at the Funny Music Project, who invited us on their podcast numerous times and were instrumental in helping us appear on the Dr. Demento Show. And thanks also to the good doctor himself. It was an honor to have our music on your show. Speaking of music, if you didn't know this already, we do have a Bandcamp site, bsdr.bandcamp.com, featuring our 2 previous albums, a vinyl 45 single, ask your parents what that is, and soon, our 3rd and final collection of songs and music from the show. Check them out. And finally, from the bottom of all of our hearts, thank you for listening.